Mr. Bowles has been going through the series on the fruits of the fruit of the Spirit, the attributes of that. I'd like to look today at another aspect of our Christian lives that we need to look at. And John the Baptist is spoken of in Matthew. He makes a command, and I think he makes this command to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, but I think it also applies to everybody that is a Christian. And I'm going to read that command to us now, and we're baptizing of him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to his baptism, John recognized these people. He knew who they were, and he makes comment. He said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? So he knew that they were aware of what was going on, and bring forth therefore meat for repentance. We need to be to show fruits. We need to be fruitful. And he commanded them here to these people to go and be fruitful before, you know, just don't come fleeing because you know there's some bad things going to happen. Show the fruit and bear fruit. Be fruitful. So today I want to look at what it takes to be fruitful. That's the title of this sermon, Be Fruitful. And I'd just like to flip over now to Matthew 13, and starting in verse 8, show here that some of the things that it takes to be fruitful. And here in verse 8, but others fell, talking about the parable of the sower here, but others fell upon good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. So we must be fruitful ground. We must be able to be fruitful. We must be good soil. We must, as physical human beings and mentally, we must be perceptive. And if we just drop down another couple of verses here down to verse 23, it shows another part of being able to be fruitful. And in verse 23, but he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understands it, which also bear fruit and bring forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. We have to be spiritually aware and awake and be willing to be receptive of God's Spirit coming into us to be fruitful. And it does take good ground and to have our minds open to be able to be receptive to God's Word to be fruitful. Now I'd like to turn over to John 15. Here, John 15, and we'll read from verse 1 down to verse 5. Now therefore the feast of the Passover whom Jesus... Am I in the right spot? No. John 15. I'm in John 13, sorry. John 15. Getting the right spot here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth. It taketh it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now we are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. I abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. So we must remain close to Christ, that spiritual receptivity. We must be close to him, be receptive. But we also must expect that we're going to have trials and tribulations to that purging, that pruning that God will do to us. You know, we can't expect everything to just go along. There's not going to be any bumps in the road. Life isn't that way, and God doesn't treat us that way. How do we bear fruit unless, as it says, the vine is purged and to bring forth more fruit? A good husbandman will dress his plants and prune them And like apple trees, the orchards, the dressers, the orchard owners, they go through and they prune the trees so they will bring forth more fruit. And we must do that. We must stay close to the vine, and we will be pruned. God will prune us to make us to be fruitful. And as going through this, there's another kind of a spiritual aspect to this that I think helps us to be fruitful. And I know Mr. Bowles going through one of his sermons on the fruits of the Spirit, or the fruit of the Spirit, kind of brought this out. But I'd like to look at it again in James 3:17. James 3:17. This is another spiritual aspect that, but the wisdom that is from above is pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy, and the fruit of the righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. We must ask God for His wisdom. His wisdom will give us these attributes here. Again, like wisdom gives you, which a lot of these attributes are close to the fruit of the Spirit, the attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. So they all tie together. And with God's wisdom, we can be real fruitful and bear much fruit. And in closing, now I'd like to turn over to Psalm 92 and verse 13 and 14. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, that's where we need to be planted. We need to be fruitful there. The good soil is in God's house. House of the Lord, and shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourish. That's where we want to be. We want to be still flourishing, bringing forth fruit, being fruitful, even at an old age. God's promises in the future in His kingdom that all will live and flourish. And that's where we want to be. We want to be fruitful so that we can be there. And so let's hang in and continue to be fruitful and grow.